Dorquin, Atheism Nil, God One. I recently started reading The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, a distinguished biology professor who has carved out an additional career for himself as an articulate professional atheist. As a practicing Catholic, I reckon it's healthy to have my beliefs challenged. The professor is a wonderful man to listen to in terms of his mellifluous voice, flowing English, carefully explained arguments. However, because he subscribes to the modern post-Christian values of leftish atheism that nearly all the bien-pensants in the media so love, not to mention many if not most political leaders in Europe, for whom the practice of particularly the Christian religion is, frankly, an embarrassment, he is never seriously confronted. Perhaps like that charlatan Noam Chomsky, he ensures that he always has an easy ride. I don't know. The closest I've seen to challenge is a 10-minute interview by Jeremy Paxman, the BBC's noted Rottweiler, who is usually sneeringly merciless in eviscerating politicians who want to dodge difficult issues. Yet he's decidedly soft on Mr. Dawkins. And it's rather typical in the discussion of how excessive religious zeal can be lethal for humankind, Bush and fundamentalist US Christians are trotted out as the examples. With not a word about Khomeini, Osama, Ahmadinejad, Hamas, Hezbollah, Wahhabism, etc., for whom, unlike Christianity or Judaism or Sikhism or Hinduism, wielding the sword in the name of God is actually the central driving philosophy. Here is the Paxman interview from BBC Newsnight.